This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It being a Friday, as you might have heard, and this having been a week of a decent amount of economic news, we are going to start by wrapping it all up in 4.5 minutes of live radio. Here to do that with us are Cardiff Garcia from the blog FT Alphaville, also Lynette Lopez from Business Insider. They are in our studios in New York. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
All right, so lots of stuff to get through. We will move briskly. Lynette, we'll start with gross domestic product. It came out this morning a hair less good than we had expected. And then last quarter, what do you think? What's your gut? Do you care?
It was wah-wah. No one wants to see the GDP go down. What we do have to be proud of, and we can hold this high as a nation, is that the last number, which was a booming 5%, was not revised down. So that we can take home to mama.
And we will. Cardiff, quick thoughts on that before we move briskly onward?
We were expecting it not to be so great. I actually think the underlying impulse, the underlying trends in the economy are still pretty good. And so long as those jobs numbers keep coming in strong, I'm feeling confident that the economy will be fine.
All right. Well, let me ask you about the jobs numbers. I want to talk by way of inflation about the jobs numbers. We posited yesterday, given the inflation numbers that came out, the CPI, we said, you know what? Maybe the number to pay attention to in this economy is not jobs that we obsess over every month, as we all do, but maybe inflation. What do you think, Cardiff? Does inflation deserve to have a little bit of primacy now that the jobs are basically back?
They both matter, and part of the reason is that they're related to each other, right? So long as the economy is strong and it's creating jobs, there should be signs of inflationary pressures. And so long as inflation is flat, so long as we're not seeing the kind of growth back towards the Federal Reserve's 2% target and inflation is below that, then I think we can take that as a sign that the economy has more room to grow and that policymakers should push on it.
Lynette, thoughts on inflation?
Well, another reason to look at inflation right now is because the rest of the world seems to be in a deflation funk. And so what we should be watching is whether or not the United States is getting sucked into that deflationary whirlpool. Now, I will continue beating this drum. I have beat it since probably the first day that I came on this program. Wage growth, wage growth, wage growth.
Yep. Yeah, no, that's true. That's totally true. And you have been remarkably consistent in that. And we'll keep going.
Thank you.
Anytime. Topic number three. Janet Yellen goes to Capitol Hill, delivers some testimony, says we're going to keep on being patient, also fends off audit the Fed drum beating, shall we say. Thoughts on that, you guys? Cardiff, you get to go first.
Yeah, I mean, she clearly wanted to make the case that the Fed is not going to be vulnerable to political influence. And she wanted to also make the case that it hasn't to this point been vulnerable to political influence. And in terms of monetary policy, I saw a Janet Yellen that wanted to preserve flexibility. So you mentioned patience on that. Mm-hmm. She had mentioned before that so long as that word is included in the FOMC statements, that they wouldn't raise rates for a couple of meetings. She wanted to push the case that the Fed would make its policy decisions based on how the economy performs, not based on some previous specific words that they communicated to the public.
Right. And Lynette, she's been really clear about that. I mean, every other word out of her mouth when she does those press conferences after the meetings is data, data, data.
I think that Janet Yellen has been incredibly clear. And I think that, unfortunately, someone told a congressman about Nehru, which is like, you know, all these like complex economic terms that they then try to use and like throw in her face. And poor woman is just there trying to repeating the same things over and over again about how the Fed measures the economy. And these guys, just don't give them a vocabulary book.
All right. Now, perhaps the most important question of the past 18 hours in our lives.
Uh-oh.
What color is the dress, Cardiff?
Look, I saw black and blue.
Black and blue, yes. Black and blue,
that's
yes.
That's what I saw.
Yes.
You know?
Lynette?
I can't stop seeing white and gold.
Oh, no. How do you? I don't even understand.
I don't understand you.
Oh,
you're an
man.
Alien.
Lynette Lopez
you
from
guys
Business
are freaks.
Insider. Cardiff Garcia from FT Alphaville. We got to go. Have a good weekend. All right, everybody.
Bye,
thanks, Kai.
All right, we'll see you.